I come from jazz, and when I started writing songs, I actually wanted to kind of hide that a little bit. I didn't want to be pegged as like, oh, he's that jazz guy who writes jazzy songs.
Don't worry, Adam Levy. Here at FUV, we know you're a talented singer-songwriter and guitarist who just so happens to have a very solid background in jazz. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Adam Levy grew up in L.A., where his grandfather had co-written the theme for Gilligan's Island and the Christmas tune, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Young Adam frequently tagged along to recording sessions, but his own style was a little less showbiz. He learned to play guitar and developed a deep love of jazz. At the age of 23, he moved to San Francisco and dove right into the jazz scene there, quickly establishing himself as a go-to session player. In the years since, Levy has performed extensively with Nora Jones, Tracy Chapman, Sex Mob, and Amos Lee, and he's released 7 studio albums of his own. The latest, entitled The Heart Collector, came on the heels of the untimely death of his wife after just a few months of marriage. But it's not as dark as you might imagine. A largely acoustic and very intimate project, it was inspired by Levy's love of the Chris Whitley album, Dirt Floor. And Adam recently visited with FUV's Claudia Marshall and told her about his ideas for this new album.
2 things. One, I wanted to make a really personal acoustic record, you know? Some of my favorite performances I've seen in the last 4 or 5 years have all been just one person with a guitar. I was fortunate I got to see Prince play a solo acoustic show.
You did not.
I did. More than once a year, he would have these big shows at Paisley Park for just 1,000 hardcore fans, subscribers. And he would have an opener. Alicia Keys did it once, and Nora did it when I was with her. And then he came out, and we were essentially opening for Prince and 1,000 of his most serious diehard fans.
Wow, no pressure or anything.
No pressure, at Paisley Park. And so he came out and played like a 45-minute solo acoustic set. He sang A Case of You, which is like...
Yeah.
And I just kept thinking about how in the last several years, some of the most... the records and performances that have left the biggest impression on me have been solo. And I thought, well, I know, maybe I would do that now. Maybe it was time for that.
Well, I made up the bed the way that she likes it, and I polished the floor till it shines so bright, and I oiled the gear in the grandfather clock, and I put on my best suit of blue and green.
Well, you know what's funny about this record, The Heart Collector, is far from trying to hide your jazz leanings, you open with a very jazzy, beautiful, in fact, it's one of my favorites on the record, and then you go in basically a very different direction for almost all of it.
Yeah, that's true. I came from, my grandfather on my mother's side was a professional musician. He worked in television. And, you know, he was writing music for, he was on the Flip Wilson show. He was the musical director.
Oh, wow.
And on the Andy Williams show.
No.
Yeah. So I got to meet a lot of entertainers when I was a kid. And I really just didn't separate it out that much, especially back then in the early 70s and coming from the 60s. I don't think there was as much separation, even in the top 40. Like, right. If you listen to top 40 radio from the 70s, there was more kind of broad... variety. Oh. It never seemed like you had to keep all those things separate. When I think about records that I love, a lot of them are kind of mixed up that way.
I was a pioneer, panning for gold. I was a young man, 25 years old. I left my family back in Texas, and I headed for the West. I never knew what fortune was before. Soon as I crossed that state line, heard the harmony that never ends in the echoes of the canyon, in the center and a wind, center and a wind, crash from the Pacific in the calling of the bird. I made a promise to California.
There's a live performance by Adam Levy of A Promise to California, and before that, Painting by Numbers. Both songs appear on his new album, The Heart Collector. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.